This is Two Hearts Beat Better Than One, written by Alex Shanahi, read by Mistborn Hero. A Miraculous Ladybug and Pacific Rim Fusion. Summary. Of course they are drift compatible. Was this supposed to be a surprise? The poor little rich boy is going to get himself killed if he goes out there. The tiny, blushing design student is clearly just tagging after her man. Mako wants to wash her hands of both of them, but they need every volunteer they can get. Dupai and Chang doesn't know what to do with the bow staff at all. Agrest seems to expect more of his borrowed weapon than it can give him. And both of them seem surprised to discover that human bodies are fragile. But they still manage to kick three different drift-compatible pairs around the ring. It is three because the first two rounds don't have audiences, and it seems nobody believes Mako is telling the truth here. After the third round, Agrest holds up one hand for a fist bump that Dupai Cheng cheerfully provides, both exclaiming, "Pound it!" as they did both times before. And then, Agrest goes to collect two water bottles, some cookies, and some cheese, while Dupai Cheng saunters over to the soldiers who shared Mako's initial assessment. "Fork it over, boys," she says, holding out a hand. "Drinks are on you tonight." The end. This has been recorded for ITPE 2024 as a treat for Rena Jenkins. I hope you enjoyed. I initially wanted to do Coder, but then I kinda have never known Coder or anything about it. So instead I decided to look for Miraculous Ladybug crossovers, and I found this one, which I apparently first read when it first posted back in 2018. I even left a comment and don't remember it. But anyway, I still really liked it, like reading it again for the first time because I clearly knew nothing about it. But yeah, I thought it was fun. I checked if you had any Pacific Rim fusions, and you did, so ta-da! Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.